The following short presentation by best-selling author William MacDonald answers one of the key issues that thinking people ask. Does everything happen by chance? You just might be surprised by the answer.
Nothing ever happens by chance in life. It's not an accident that this CD has come into your hands. There is a kindly providence that has guided it from its production until a person you probably don't know and who doesn't know you handed it to you. The name of the kindly providence is God. He influenced the intellect, emotions, and will of people to bring it all about. God is interested in you. He really cares for you. Human beings are the crown of His creation. Although there are about 6.5 billion people in the world, He is personally interested in each one. He knows every detail of our lives. Whatever we're thinking is an open book to Him. He knows in advance what we are going to say. All God's commandments are for our good, not for His. Obedience always brings blessing. God's great delight is to bless us. He doesn't come to us to take away something good. Rather, He comes to give a more abundant life. Nothing evil comes from Him, although He sometimes permits it and then overrules it for His glory and for our good. We don't always see this until later. Nothing escapes His notice. As someone has said, secret sin on earth is open scandal in heaven. God is the great physician who heals us from all our sicknesses. He is the good shepherd who provides us with food and security all the days of our lives. He is the friend who sticks closer than a brother. He sorrows over people who reject Him. He wept when the people of Jerusalem refused to come to Him and find rest. Yes, the great God is intimately interested in you, and He has a message He wants you to hear. Your response to it determines where you will spend eternity. So it is the most important message you will ever hear. The message begins with God Himself. He wants you to understand that He is holy. That means that He cannot look on sin with any degree of favor or tolerance. His justice demands that sin be punished. Both the Bible and human experience teach us that we're not perfect. We're all sinners. By nature, we do not love God, and we do not love our neighbor as our own selves. We have all lied, stolen, used profanity, and have had a polluted thought life. Some people are not as bad as others, but all have sinned and come short of God's standard. We might think that we're good, and others may agree that we are good, but it's what God says that matters. He sees all we do and knows all we think, and it's not a pretty picture. Divine justice demands eternal death. However, the story doesn't end there. Now comes the good news. God's love provided what His justice demanded. He sent His only Son to earth to die as a substitute for sinners. The key word here is substitute. On the cross of Calvary, Christ bore the concentrated agonies of hell for a world of lost sinners. His death was sufficient for all the sins of the entire world. Past, present, future. He took our place and died the death that we should have died. Then does that mean that we're all automatically saved? No. Salvation is a gift that must be accepted. Pardon is only a piece of paper. It must be accepted in order to take effect. God is not about to take people to heaven who don't want to be there. It may come as a surprise to you when I say that salvation is a gift, but that's what the Bible says. The gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6:23. You don't earn a gift. You don't pay for it. You just accept it and thank the gracious donor. Just as a coin has two sides, so the gospel coin has two sides, repentance and faith. We repent when we acknowledge that we are sinners and that we don't deserve to be saved. We agree with God that we're lost, helpless, and hopeless. We believe when, by a definite act, we trust the Lord Jesus as the one who paid our debt by dying the death that we deserved. We believe when we depend wholly on Christ, his person and work, as our fitness for heaven. Now, the most wonderful thing in the world is to have eternal life, to know that you will spend eternity in heaven. If you miss that, you miss everything. Jesus said, "What profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" Matthew 16:26. What happens when you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin? Here are a few of the wonderful results. A supernatural, spiritual miracle takes place. You're born again. You become a new person in Christ Jesus. Your sins are forgiven. You are sure of being with God eternally. You become a member of the family of God. You become an heir of God and a joint heir of Jesus Christ. You receive the Holy Spirit of God, who empowers you to break addiction to alcohol, drugs, gambling, lust, sexual immorality, and every other chain that may bind you. In short, you're a brand new person. At the beginning, we said that nothing happens by chance. This does not mean that our lives are completely programmed, that we're robots. That is not the case. In his sovereignty, God decided to make man a free moral agent. That means that he has given man the power of choice. In fact, the whole Bible is the story of God appealing to his creatures to make good choices and weeping when they fail to do so. This is never more true than in the matter of the soul's salvation. God has delivered a message to you. You have a choice to make. You can choose to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin, or you can say, "Perhaps someday, but not now." There are many reasons why you should trust the Savior. He's the only way of salvation. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. Salvation is a free gift. There's everything to gain and nothing to lose but your sins. There is no risk. Faith is based on the Word of God, which is the surest thing in the universe. He cannot lie or be wrong. If he says it, it is true. There is a conclusive reason why you should trust him now. Life is uncertain. You are not promised tomorrow. God says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians 6:2. The question is, what are you going to do with God's offer? Will you take the place of a self-confessed sinner, agreeing with God that you need to be saved? Will you believe that Jesus Christ died for you as your substitute on Calvary's cross, paying the debt that you should pay? By a definite act of faith, and with all your heart, will you trust Christ as your only hope for heaven? If you do, then on the authority of the Word of God, you can know that you're saved, that you have passed from death to life, and that you will never perish. It's not a matter of feelings, it's a fact. Your response to this determines your destiny.
To learn more about the things you've heard, go to our website at goodnewsnow.info. That's goodnewsnow.info. And remember, how you respond to these things is the most important decision you will ever make. God bless you.